Some 2.5 million people are said to be displaced across the Sahel due to a variety of issues, including the effects of climate change, abject poverty, and violence caused by the terrorist group Boko Haram. The challenges facing the region are indeed broad and far-reaching, according to Toby Lanzer, the UN's top humanitarian official in the Sahel.
It's about security and stability, but it's also about development. It's also about addressing the humanitarian consequences. It's about addressing the climate change issues. It's about looking at private investment opportunities.
Climate change in particular has taken a heavy toll on countries in West and Central Africa, some of which are some of the poorest in the world. By some estimates, the Lake Chad Basin water table had receded by up to 90% from its original levels, which Mr. Lanzer fears will eventually force even more people from their homes.
I wouldn't be surprised if the issue of refuge, asylum, or migration becomes a bigger topic for us in that particular part of the world.
Mr. Lanzer said that projected population increases would make the situation even more challenging in the years to come.
I'm particularly concerned today and tomorrow, given the population growth throughout this region. 150 million more people in 30 years' time.
Beyond climate change and poverty, Mr. Lanzer said a third issue has created another serious threat to the well-being of the region.
We've also got a convergence of a religious group, Boko Haram, who for many, many years were not resorting to violence, but who for the past couple of years have increasingly resorted to violence, and violence of a particularly, I think, ugly nature.
Nevertheless, Mr. Lanzer said that although life in the Sahel is particularly challenging right now, opportunities to improve the situation there do exist.
We need to rethink our own engagement in some countries of the world and take advantage of some of the opportunities that arise from what seems to be a very bleak moment.
Mr. Lanzer said structural issues such as poor governance, poverty, and inequitable wealth distribution needed to be addressed as a key priority moving forward. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.